Thank you very much indeed. Good evening. Welcome along. The breaking news tonight is that we can reveal exclusively in this programme that Burger King has become the latest company to pull out of the government's Get Britain Working programme. Details of that to come in the next few minutes, and we'll want your reaction to this story. Should the unemployed be asked to work for free to get back into the workplace, or has the government misjudged the public mood on this one? We'll have more on Burger King within the next few seconds.
Burger King has told this programme it's decided to follow other major retailers and pull out of a government work scheme for the long-term unemployed. Business leaders are to hold talks with ministers next week after criticism of the decision to cut the benefits of anyone who withdrew from the scheme.
Yes, this is an exclusive for the Nolan Show tonight. We learn in the last half an hour that Burger King becomes the latest high street name. There's a whole list, a who's who of the high street now, who have got very cold feet about being involved in government work programmes. Now, Burger King were involved in the Youth Contract, which is a project that Nick Clegg, the Deputy Prime Minister, has had a significant role in. But we don't really need to obsess with the detail. Ultimately, there are a series of government programmes that have been in the news all of this week, which include within them the potential for people to have their benefits taken off them if, after voluntarily signing up, they then don't cooperate fully with the terms of whether it be work experience or some sort of training. What Burger King have said is that they signed up to the Get Britain Working Work Experience programme 6 weeks ago with the intention of providing work experience at their headquarters in Slough in Berkshire. But they say that since then, they haven't recruited anyone for the scheme, but they were still keen to. But, and this is the crucial line, given the recent concerns expressed by the public, we've decided to no longer have any involvement in the programme. Yet another household name that has decided, ultimately, that it doesn't want its corporate feet held so close to this political fire that they're going to get loads of stick for it.
And let's get the reaction, a political reaction as well. The Labour MP for Stretford and Urmston, Kate Green, joining us now. What's your reaction to Burger King being the latest company to pull out?
Well, I just think that the government's managed to handle this whole programme really, really badly. It's become very clear that people aren't clear if it's a voluntary programme or if it's not a voluntary programme. It certainly can't be very voluntary if people can lose their benefits. It's not clear how long people are doing this work experience. Nobody's against genuine work experience, but the concerns are obviously that in some cases people might be doing real jobs but not getting real pay. And I think the government's lashing out and trying to blame absolutely everybody but itself, but really it just hasn't thought through how to design a good work experience programme that's genuine work experience and not actually just trying to park some benefits claimants in companies doing jobs but not getting properly paid for them.
Let me just bring you this very latest Department of Work and Pension scheme about the announcement that's happened an hour ago that Burger King are pulling out of this scheme. Here's the government response. Quote, the Burger King announcement does need to be put in perspective. We do not have a national agreement with Burger King for work experience. They were possibly going to take a handful of people at their Slough headquarters, but no one has actually taken part. While Burger King might have taken a handful of young people, campaigners need to think carefully about whether their actions are really in the interests of the young people who will now be denied the opportunity to gain valuable experience. So in that statement released to us tonight, you have the Department of Work and Pensions very much trying to convey the line, look, this was only a few people from Burger King that were going to join up to the scheme. There's one thing they can't deny, though. Burger King's a massive, massive name. It's a big brand name. And for them to pull out brings profile to the disagreement and the controversy around this.